Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joining us is to talk about the NFL draft, the Browns finally picking tonight, hopefully, and also whatever the hell happened with the Cavs last night. It is our very own beloved Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you? Cavs took the night off just like the Browns did.
I know. I wish I would have known they were taking the night off, because then we could all just focused every bit of our energy on round one of the NFL draft last night.
And yelling and screaming, what on earth were the Atlanta Falcons thinking?
Oh, so was that your favorite part of the draft?
Yes. Yeah, seeing the meltdown over that pick, because Kirk Cousins, who's coming off of surgery here, get $100 million. Apparently, he wasn't consulted on the pick, and just what an absolute meltdown it was over that. And what people don't understand is his contract really is like a two-year deal. So, based on last night's draft, he won't be playing there in year three.
Is it a hot take to say I'd prefer doubling down on the quarterback position and throwing all your assets in it as opposed to whatever the hell the Denver Broncos are doing? Or like the Raiders, who are going to go with Aiden O'Connell for another year?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly understand what the Falcons are trying to do there. They have a guy they believe can help them win in the present while also setting themselves up for the long term. But there is, I also understand the argument that, okay, you gave Kirk Cousins $100 million. Why don't you go out there and get somebody that can help him, whether it's another offensive lineman, whether it's a skilled player, but why not do something to help the guy you just gave $100 million to instead of finding his replacement? But based on conversations that you and I have had, Nick, I'm guessing that you, unlike Arthur Blank, you were giving the Falcons general manager a standing ovation last night.
I mean, I just think it's better to double down on the quarterback spot. I'd rather that than pass. And I think too much of the NFL has been risk averse. Well, no, actually, that's not even true. What they do is they pass on quarterback till the last second. And instead of going out and get a solid quarterback, they end up, you know, going with unproven guys and just perpetuate losing. And then you get yourself into a spot where you have to take Bo Nix with a 12th pick in the draft, or you have to overdraft guys. And it's wild. There's just not really, there's just very few teams who I think approach the quarterback position today and tomorrow intelligently. I think it's fear-based.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Or it, like, hit the emergency button based, right? Like, oh my God, we better get a quarterback. And that's kind of what happened, in my view, last night with six quarterbacks going in the first 12 picks. But look, Michael gets to go to Atlanta now. Hopefully he gets to sit on the bench for 2 years to learn under Cousins. And then when he goes into year three, he's able to take that thing over and help the Falcons continue to do, you know, at least from their perspective, winning, right? Which is, again, why they signed Kirk Cousins. But, yeah, I mean, the quarterback situation in the NFL is very reactionary when you talk about teams addressing that position. And often the reaction is desperation. And once again, in the NFL draft last night, we saw that desperation come to the forefront.
Daryl, I have a vested interest in the Buffalo Bills. My son's obsessed with them, so that's part of the reason. And they traded out last night, and it was so.
You're a little displeased, aren't you, Dustin?
A little bit, and they gave the Chiefs the stinking fastest receiver ever. But anyway, neither here nor there. Are the Browns going to do something like that tonight? I mean, what do you think? Trade up, trade down. If they don't take a pick, they're at 54.
Yeah, I don't think they have the ammunition to trade up, Dustin, and okay. They certainly don't want to dip into next year's draft where they have their first, their second, their third, and their fourth round pick, as well as their natural sixth round pick. I can't see them, because it's been 3 years where they've had a complete draft, I can't see them dipping into assets next year. So I don't know that they have the ammunition to move up from 54, because they need to keep both picks tonight. They need to pick two players tonight, because I think that just gives them the best odds at finding two guys that not so much can contribute today, but, you know, are going to be good, sound players for the Browns the long term. There's just not a lot of value when you have, you know, picks 206, 227, and 243 to round out your class. So I think what Andrew Berry will do is what we've seen him do the last couple years. I don't know that he trades completely out of the second round, but it would not surprise me if he slid down some spots in the second round as a means to pick up some additional draft compensation that he can spend this weekend.
Now, I know you're on record, Daryl, is saying no to a Greg Newsome trade, but yes. Let's play the hypothetical.
That is a no. I do not want them to trade Greg Newsome because I think it creates a problem that they currently do not have. And when you're trying to win now, I'm not a believer in creating problems on your roster. You control him this year. You can control him next year by picking up that fifth-year option, and I think that's what the Browns should do. But we'll see if Andrew Berry follows my lead.
That was just a lead into an actual question. I didn't even – you're just very on this Greg Newsome thing. So let me ask you. I know you're anti-trading Greg Newsome, but let's say – they get an offer in the first 12 picks of this second round for Greg Newsome, and they take it. Is there a player who would make that trade feel worth it for you? Currently on the board, I should say.
What are the Browns getting? Is it Greg Newsome plus 54 to move up? Is it Greg Newsome plus throwing in a later draft pick to move up? Like, what's the compensation here that the Browns are getting in return?
It's Greg for the, and I'm gonna call it 38th pick straight up.
Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The value is hard to argue with. That would be a good job by Andrew Berry from that standpoint. I wouldn't personally like it, but it would be hard for me to sit here and say that that would be a horrible decision or a horrible outcome because, you know, in that range, 38th overall pick for Greg, I think that that's fair compensation.
Is there a player on the board, like currently, and there's Johnny Newton of Illinois, the Powers kid, Powers Johnson from Oregon, a couple receivers, a couple linebackers. Is there a name that would be a perfect fit in this hypothetical trade?
Well, I was thinking Johnson, you know, coming to mind right off the top of my head.
Flip that.
I think that their top needs are, I'd like them to get a defensive tackle. I think that they need another linebacker. I get why everyone's so hot and bothered by the wide receiver at 54 or in the second round, you know, because Elijah and Amari, their contracts are up after this year. Jerry Jeudy's the guy that's under contract. I mean, and Andrew Berry's not shy about investing in that position. Their top three wide receivers were traded for in recent years. He's drafted David Bell. I don't know where that is going as far as his development goes. I think that there's some significant questions there. Cedric Tillman, they drafted him last year. So Berry has been very aggressive in attacking that wide receiver group. And so it would not surprise me if Berry went that route with the second round pick. And I think that's why you're seeing a lot of the national pundits and analysts really leaning toward the Browns, whether it's in your scenario, Nick, where the Browns, you know, okay, they make a trade to move up and get better position, or they stand pat, or even if they bump back a couple of spots, pick up some extra picks. Just everyone seems to be all in on the Browns taking a receiver here in the second round of the draft.
Daryl, last segment, I let Nick know that I've got a little pet peeve with the NFL draft. And I'm curious your take, because you are an old man like myself who tells people to get off their lawn.
Way to editorialize it there, friend.
I did, yeah.
And you know what? I'm not the least bit hurt or insulted by that, Dustin.
I know. You're a little older than me. I'm just saying. But anyway.
Yeah, way to curry favor in this debate here.
Daryl loves me. I love Daryl.
He's the third person today, Nick, to call me old, by the way. I just want to point that out. I had someone point out to me today I have gray hairs.
Wow, gray hairs, huh?
Yeah, finally.
I got a little gray in my beard. Back to the question, Daryl. So I've
Fire
got
away.
A beef with too much coverage of the wardrobes that these players are wearing.
Oh, that's not even the least of my beefs with draft coverage, but yeah.
Thoughts? What do we think about this suit?
Yeah, I'm not anyone that should be commenting on anyone's wardrobe. I'm as simplistic as they come. I'm the jeans and button-down shirt or sweater or pullover or hoodie type of guy. So.
Way to ride the fence, Daryl.
No, I'm not a guy that you know is anyone worthy of criticizing somebody else's wardrobe.
But, no,
you have an opinion on everything. You have an opinion on everything.
Give us a take, Daryl.
Yeah, fire one down
they
the middle.
They started draft coverage 3 months ago. They got a lot of airtime to fill, so they might as well fill some on whatever suit that they've gotten or whatever.
That was about as good as Tristan McKenzie's fastball the last month.
Wow. Well, I don't have any torn tendons I'm working through that I know of.
Daryl.
I'm very indifferent on fashion coverage, but that's
on a day that you're bitching about the Cavs, Nick, you're gonna give Tristan a stray, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I just did.
And the guy's playing hurt too, Dustin. He's playing through a tear in his arm, and Nick's throwing strays.
Yeah, same with Donovan Mitchell. Nick wants him out of here.
I guess we just settled
for
mediocrity.
You know what?
If
things
here.
Keep going that way for the Cavaliers, Nick may get his wish. Donovan may not be long.
Yeah, he wants him out of here.
All right, Slippery Wizard. Daryl, be good, buddy. Appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, D. Happy weekend.
Yeah, happy draft weekend.
Happy draft night. Yeah.
At least the Browns will do something tonight.
Yeah, right or there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.